first question that came to my mind is why now, and what was the motivating factor?
Well, we've had this plan. My wife and I have had this plan, and our original plan was a year from January, from a year from today. You know, this month, and we had some things come up, and was looking at things and looking at some monetary incentives and stuff, and looking at my retirement account. And as far as the monetary incentives to stay for an additional year, it just wasn't there. And we are celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary at the end of this month. And I guess it was late October, early November, I went home and told my wife that I had an early anniversary present for her, and that I was looking at retiring a year ahead of schedule. And, you know, we're looking at transitioning to a different location in Texas and doing some different things. And I have some opportunities for teaching and consulting and staying involved, you know, that would make sure that the necessary monetary funds for the family would be there. And I just felt like it was an opportunity to take advantage of some things and move my plan up a year. And that's kind of what I did. And I came in, I guess it was, like I said, late October, early November, and notified the members of the department and the city of what my intentions were. And of course, they wanted to send out this press release back then. And I told them I'd rather not, just kind of wait and fade away into the sunset. And they said that wasn't going to happen. So that's why their press release went out today.
Well, I guess my first question, kind of tongue-in-cheek, was your wife happy? Because I don't know if I went home and told my wife if I was retiring, if she'd be too happy about that.
Well, I've told everyone, you know, for the last 5 years, there's days where I go home and I expect to find a note on our note board at home that says, I've moved to the Texas Gulf Coast. You can join me whenever you want to. So she was very happy because this, like I said, this has been something that we've been looking at, transitioning down to the Texas Gulf Coast somewhere, and having an opportunity to do the things that we really enjoy and having the means to do that. So, yeah, you know, she's definitely excited. And it's not like I'm going to retire and be home and bothering her all the time. Like I said, I'll have opportunities to travel and teach and stay involved in the emergency services, as well as be in a location where I'll be able to do the things that I like to do, you know, fish and go to the beach and those kinds of things and just be down on the coast.
I was going to say, it sounds kind of like you're wanting to live the Zach Brown or the Jimmy Buffett lifestyle a little bit.
I'm hoping so. Like I said, I don't know that I'll get to that extravagance, but I'm hoping that I have a nice place where I'm able to enjoy the Gulf air and be down there and do the things that we enjoy doing.
Now, as far as the other opportunities you mentioned, consulting as well, is this kind of already in conjunction with what you're already doing with Teaks, or are these other opportunities?
It will be in conjunction with Teaks and you know, some other things that come up over time, some things I've been asked to do and stuff. But, of course, I've always been in contact with Teaks. I tell everyone I feel like I've had the same two jobs for almost 34 years, and there hasn't been a day where I haven't gotten up and looking forward to coming to work. And, of course, as soon as I determined I was going to do this, you know, my first stop was to go out and visit with some of the folks out at Teaks and let them know what I was doing. And, of course, they told me, you know, this is what we would like to do. You know, we have opportunities. Would you be interested in doing this and doing that? And I told them absolutely, you know, that anything that they had where they thought I could help or be of service, I would definitely be interested in such. So, you know, that relationship for me has been wonderful over the years. I tell everyone I feel I'm extremely blessed to be able to do the things that I've done in my career and have the relationships that I've built within this community. And I know there's a tremendous amount of support there from Teaks and from the city there. So I'm very excited about that.
You're one of the few people who can say, certainly in your line of work, that you made it all the way to the position of fire chief with the same department that you started with. You didn't leave and come back or anything like that. Where do you see the Bryan Fire Department now as you prepare to exit?
You know, I think we're in great shape. I was telling some folks a while ago, you know, I look at it almost like an athletic team where, you know, I feel like I'm still on top of my game. You know, if I stayed another handful of years, 3 years, 5 years, another year, whatever, you know, I would still want to be on top of my game. You know, if I slowed down any, you know, like a baseball player that wasn't hitting or have slowed down and was slow in the outfield or something like that, you know, I would not want to stay, you know, to that point in my career. And I feel like our department's in great shape. The relationships we've built, not only within this city, but within this region and throughout the state of Texas, you know, I think we're one of the most highly respected and regarded emergency services department in the state of Texas. And I'm proud to have been a part of that. I tell everyone, you know, this isn't about me. It's never been about me. We have a wonderful group of people here. We have a wonderful team from the top to the bottom, to the support staff, you know, to the emergency responders, to everyone that works for the city and the fire department. You know, I don't think people understand the type of teamwork that it takes to run a municipality. And I think we're different than a lot of municipalities in the way that we function. And I say that because I'm the president-elect of the Texas Fire Chiefs Association, and I interact with department heads from throughout the state. And the majority of them are always talking about the issues they have at City Hall, working with other department heads and working with council management makeups and such, and how they have such a hard time getting the funding that they need. And, you know, we've been so blessed. We are so respected as well as liked within our community. And I tell everyone, when we go to City Hall, you know, I feel like people like us and they respect us. The other managers and the management team within the city, they've learned to understand emergency services, and we've communicated what, you know, what we do and how we do it and why we do it. And I truly believe that they understand that, you know, and I tell everybody all the time, you know, when I go to City Hall to, you know, I use the word fight, but I don't use it in the term that it is a fight. When I go to negotiate, you know, what's needed to run a fire department, I have folks around me that understand. And I tell them all the time, you know, all I want to do is be able to go back to the fire stations and tell the firefighters and the responders within our department, you know, folks, we're in line. We may not be at the head of the line, but we're in line, and everyone understands what our needs are. And it may be that, you know, we're not going to get that new truck this budget year, but next budget year we're going to get that truck. So, you know, we're in line. Everyone else is going to get what they need this year. We're going to get what we need next year. And it just seems to have always worked. And I truly believe it's all because of communications and relationships. And, you know, again, I feel so fortunate to have been a part of this department as an emergency responder for so many years. And, you know, I'm honored and humbled to have been the leader of this organization for so many years. And, you know, I don't have a negative thing to say about my career. Everything that I've done, I've been so blessed, the things I've been able to do, the places that I've been able to go, where, you know, I've traveled, of course, throughout the United States representing not only the city of Bryan, but this community and this region of Texas. And, you know, it's just been wonderful.
Looking back over your career, anything, any one or two things that stand out to you as saying, you know, I'll never forget that?
Yeah, you know, of course, the first thing back in 1978 when I started, about 6 months after I started, we had the one and only death of a firefighter in the line of duty. We lost Richard Lopez in a fire at the Tropicana Apartments. And, you know, that changed my entire life. That changed my career. You know, I'd only been here for 6 months. You know, I kept telling myself this isn't supposed to happen in Bryan, Texas. We're a small fire department. That only happens in the big cities. But it did happen in Bryan, Texas. It scared me to the point where I considered leaving the emergency services before I ever got started. But it also gave me a drive and a passion to learn more about, you know, safety, to make sure that I was safe and to make sure those around me were safe. And, you know, that tradition and that history of what happens in emergency services and that passion to stay safe has been with me throughout my entire career. You know, and there are other things that come into mind. Of course, the collapse of the bonfire, you know, that was something that you know, to me, it showcased how compassionate and caring our community is and how we can come together. And, you know, we changed a lot of the way that we communicate and we work together when that incident occurred. You know, there were a lot of professional and personal relationships that were formed from emergency response groups, from management groups within the university, from the city and the county, and everyone else within, you know, within the surrounding areas here. And that was a very touching moment, you know. And of course, my travels with Texas Task Force One, I would have never imagined, you know, that I would say, you know, as a firefighter from Bryan, Texas, that I would ever be responding to an emergency in New York City. But to be a part of Teague's and the growth out there and the reputation that Texas Task Force One, as well as the entire Teague's organization, has built over the years. You know, when I first came here, you know, Teague's was the Texas Fireman Training School, and we concentrated on training firefighters in the state of Texas, and that organization has grown to a worldwide leader in emergency services training. I think it's the biggest. I think it's the best in the world. And you know, I think they have the programs, they have the administration and everything, the facilities to back that up. And, you know, they're modeling so many other training facilities throughout the world, in the United Arab Emirates, in Dubai, in Saudi Arabia, after props out at Teague's, and using Teague's personnel, you know, to go there and get those things set up and to have personnel in those areas helping to train responders in that area, in that region of the world. And just to be a part of that, you know, over the years is just such an honor, you know. And it's all right here in our backyard in Bryan College Station. And no matter where I go, when someone says, well, where's Bryan, Texas? You know, and I start explaining to them, you know, we're 100 miles north of Houston. You know, we're right next to the city of College Station, the home of the Texas A&M University and Teague's, you know, Emergency Service Training Institute. Immediately, everyone in the emergency services understands where that is, and you know, they get a sense of, you know, that's a wonderful place. That must be a wonderful community.
What's the first thing you think you're going to miss?
The people, of course. You know, like I said, the relationships that I've built, you know, and it's not just the emergency responders. You know, I had an opportunity to tell folks at a Christmas reception last month, you know, the support staff within this city. You know, we have our buyer from purchasing is someone that has helped me throughout my career and made things easier for me. You know, she's a person I'm going to miss. You know, the ladies at human resources, the folks in finance, you know, our parks and recreation folks, you know, the folks from facility services that come and do the work on our buildings, you know, those guys come in here every day and you know, do a great job for us. The mechanics at the shop, you know, the receptionist here, you know, and everybody. There are just so many people within this community, you know, and it's all about the relationships. And, you know, I tell everybody all the time, I like to say this, you know, the mission statement of the fire department is dedicated professionals protecting your lives and property. And I tell everybody, you can really take that mission statement and you can throw it out the window, and it should read, our dysfunctional family helping your dysfunctional family. Because we are a dysfunctional family. We beat each other up every day, but when the chips are down, we come together and we support. You know, and I always tell people, you know, I hope that I put the fun in dysfunctional for this organization. Well, and, you know, like I said, I'm such a blessed man. I've got wonderful family around me. I've got wonderful friends around me. Of course, my wife is my partner for everything. And everything in life is about people and relationships. And you know, I'm on top of the world. You know, I'm excited. I'm a little nervous, but I'm very excited about transitioning in life and looking forward to the next chapter.
Well, Chief, you have been an asset to this community, and you've always been a friend of ours. You've always taken our phone calls, and you've never treated us like we were inconveniencing you. And so on behalf of all of us at Bryan Broadcasting, congratulations. But the Texas Gulf Coast gain is definitely our loss. We'll miss working with you, sir.
Well, I appreciate that, like I said. And you know, I'll be around, like I said. I'm hoping that with my connections with Teague's, that I'll be in this community on a regular basis and be able to see the folks that mean so much to me within this community. And thank you so much.